Rabbi Menachem Goldstein, Yitiv HaTorah, Part 10.
Perek Aleph de Megillah. Okay, you look at page 8. Try to follow the words. Yeah. That will improve your Hebrew slowly.
Right.
Here.
Oh, okay. Here.
Amen. So he's saying like that. פרק א' דמגילה דף ט"ו עמוד ב' עומר רב ויתמר רבי יצחק בר שמואל בר מרתא. Yes, what they are saying? No, maybe a bit before.
No, it's a bit before. Okay.
That's the place. On daf page chet. That's here.
Sicha?
Uvirushalmi. Uvirushalmi pea perek. That's amut chet. Birushalmi pea perek alef halokhe alef. Rabbi Berechia ve Rabbi Chia. Bekfar Tchumim. Yes. These two Tanoim that left on place that named Kfar Tchumim. Chad oimer kol ha'olam eno shaveh ledavar echad midibre Torah. ואחד אמר, no, that's we learned, sorry, yeah, sorry, yeah. We learned, we did. So we are on daft amutet, you write that amutet. We spoke on the middle, that's in the middle,
here,
yes. Okay, so we say, אמנם, התורה שכלית, it's higher than all the levels of the mitzvahs, and that was the level of... the comparison to three olamot. Yes, the olam like the chala, which is physical, and something which is separated a bit. Oh, just a second. Ken? Ken Reb David, אפשר, you can join us, Ken? Ken, אנחנו... Okay, so you both hear me. Reb David and Larry, yes? You both on the same line, okay?
No.
I'm continuing. So here we said...
I don't know how to do that.
Okay, so here we... yesterday we learned that the opinion to say that the proof of Rabbi Yossi is that Torah is higher level than mitzvahs, because we saw that it was given in advance to mitzvah chala, which is parallel to our world, which is like separating the dough which become holy. And also Trumot u'Masrot, which is a higher level, and Yovel is higher level of spirituality, because that's not connected to the physical, but still that comes after the counting on our world, but that's why it has some way of connection to our world differently than the Torah. Aval haTorah ha'Sichlit ein la shum tziruf el ha'Geshem, that's total pure spirituality. ולפיכך אין לה תלות בזמן כלל. ותכף ומיד ניתנה התורה כאשר יצאו ממצרים. Immediately when they came out of Egypt. It's not immediately. That's the period of time that we are now passing. The יציאת מצרים was redemption for the physical body from the slavery. And after 3 months counting 7 times 7, that's above the teva, more to come out higher level. That's the level of accepting the Torah. Yes. ואז היו רואים ישראל אל התורה ולא קודם, וראו שהייתה שהתורה שתינתן מיד בצאתה ממצרים. Normally, of course, the Torah should given to them immediately when they came out from slavery, because they are changing. Instead of walking the Egyptians, they're now becoming Avdei Hashem. רק שהוצריכו ישראל קודם פרישה מנומת מצרים, ועד 3 חודשים לא היה נחשב פרישה מהם. Till 3 months, it wasn't considered like separating from the Egyptians, כמו שמבואר במדרש. ופירשנו זה במקומו, שאין לתורה התלות בזמן כלל. ולכך קדימת התורה המורה שהיא על כל המצווס. שכל המצוות תלויים במעשה, והמעשה על ידי גוף האדם שהוא גשם. All the mitzvahs you should do an act which is by the body. ולכך המצוות ניתנו בזמן. The mitzvahs is limited by time. Let's say time for putting on tefillin or for doing other mitzvahs. אבל התורה אין זמן לה. ואומר שכשם שתלמוד גדול, כך תחילה דינו אינו אלא על דברי תורה. The same as the preference, the importance of לימוד תורה is bigger, so the same thing, judging the person starts with דברי תורה. פירוש זה, כי החוטא בדבר שהוא יותר קרוב אל השם יתברך, אין ספק שקודם דבר זה לדין. So something which is sinner about something which is closer to Hashem, of course, that should be judged first. Yes, let's say someone came to a king palace and he was dishonoring the king there. So he would be taken immediately to jail and will be judged first. Yes, so also some so part of what we have to do is to learn Torah. So if that's a present that we got from Hashem, that's why this subject is judged first. Ki hadin, three lines from the bottom, ki hadin hu min Hashem itbarach, v'asher hu karov el Hashem itbarach, kodem liot hadin alav. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is judging. So who is judging first? The people around him, not the people that separated far away. V'en ha-pirush hadin al ha-Torah hu yoter gadol, min hadin al mitzvot, sheze eino. Saying it doesn't mean that the punishment or judging about learning Torah will be more than doing mitzvot. No, it doesn't mean like that. Rak ki karov yoter lavoa hadin al ha-adam b'shvil ha-Torah min hadin al ha-mitzvot. It's just that the first thing that you will be asked is, have you learned Torah? But it's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu demand Torah more than doing the mitzvot. Yes? There is a saying on Chazal, Halvai uti azavu v'torati shamaru, shema'or sheba machziram l'mutam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Halvai, that I would like that people won't keep my mitzvahs and learn my Torah. That because they will enjoy the Torah so much, it will be so sweet that they will come back attached to me. But it doesn't mean that the Kodesh Baruch Hu preferring as doing Aleph or Bet. Both are mitzvahs. וכן השכר הוא יותר קודם ויותר תחילה. Also the reward for learning Torah will be first one.
I have a question.
Yes.
So if one word of Torah, that's already you have a lot of schar already and everything, why do we have to say, why do we go crazy in learning? Already our schar is tremendous, no? Like learning our whole life, like, so
yes.
The schar is tremendous.
Okay, so what's the question? It's not for the schar, it's for being attached to Hashem.
Oh, but it's not, okay.
We are not learning for Sachar. We like it. People, the Gdolei Israel were so eager to have more and more learning that's why we were doing like that.
Plus you don't want to become where you don't know the halachas, you don't know the proper derech.
Yes.
You just learn that little bit, it's not enough.
Yes. There is, you know something, I want to explain what Abchatzke said.
Yes.
There is Gmore on Masechet Bava Basra, which is saying strange stories that Rabbi Baba Chana went to the ocean and he saw there duck that was swimming. Yes, you have your soul, but duck is saying ga ga ga. Okay, the duck has legs and the legs came into the water a bit. Yes, so I think maybe Don Mivina, I saw on the commentaries there, are explaining that he meant to say that the Torah is water compared to the water to the oceans, and the duck is like us. We are trying to swim with the Torah, but what we achieve during all our life is the 10 centimeters of the surface of the oceans of the Torah. that's because that's unhuman wisdom, but the wisdom of Hashem. So once Bernie Vilna asked his friend pupil, that his name was Rabbi Yaakov, I forgot his family name, he was a Magid Midubna. Yes, Yaakov, Shachachti, no? So he asked him, you are going all around making speeches. Give me Musa. Yes? So he was a bit astonished for this request. Then he said to the Gaon Vilna, you know what, the difference than what you know better, more than me, is much less than the difference between what the rabbi can learn and what the rabbi right now know. Yes? So the Gaon Vilna was shocked by this saying, because he was first Litvasher, secondly he liked the Torah, but and he understood the poison, like saying, you have all what you learned is not compared to the amount of the Torah, and he thanked him very much. He said, yes, I have to learn more and more. Yes, that influenced him very strongly. Okay, let's come back. So here we are saying that also reward on the left side of Tet will be first for the Torah. והדברים האלה אשר אמרו כאן לא יסתור מה שאמרו כל אדם שמעשיו מרובים מחוכמתו, אז חוכמתו מתקיימת. So there is saying on Chazal. So Chazal are saying that כל אדם שמעשיו מרובים מחוכמתו, חוכמתו מתקיימת. The one that is doing more than his wisdom, so his wisdom will be strong and existing. And someone that is learning, his chokhmah is more than his deeds, en chokhmato mitkayemet. What does it mean? So if you are taking the Torah as what Hashem wants from you, and you are trying to do whatever is written on the Torah, you are making it practically for your life, changing and directing your life according to the Torah, that means that you masim merubim, you will always acting by the Torah. But if you are doing the opposite, that you are learning but and ignoring that and not keeping what you should do, so that makes it worse. That you are learning and dishonoring the Torah. So that's why en chokhmato mitkayemet. So from this source of Chazal of Maseres Avos, so he understood that there is preference for the learning more than for the acts of mitzvahs more than learning. So he's saying the mashmash mitzvot ikar. So he's saying that's contradiction. Here we said that gadol Talmud. So he's saying no, davar ze eno kushiya klal, ki davar ze ne'emar mitzad acher kmo shebiarnu. He's saying you can analyze subjects from different directions. As far as that concerned to the what that consists of, comes out A. As far as that's concerned to what I have to do, comes out B. Yes? So he's explaining, כי המצווה שאי אפשר שתהיה נעשית על ידי אחרים, המצווה היא חיוב על האדם, לכך בוודאי קודמת. Something which cannot be done by others. So that this kind of mitzvah is obligation on myself. So that's why, of course, that's first. Let's say I have to put on tefillin. I can't say, okay, I want to learn, I don't have time for tefillin. ועל זה אמרו, לא המדרש עיקר, אלא מעשה. About that, Chazal said, no, it's not the main thing is that you will fulfill, not to, you will speak, how much tefillin is a patent of Hashem to be bringing us holiness, okay? עיקר המצווה היא שלמות האדם, ואם יעבור המצווה, יהיה אדם חסר. The main point of the mitzvah is the completeness of myself. And if you won't keep the mitzvah, you will have lack. ובזה שייך המעשה עיקר. About that, that's connected, that the actions are the main thing. והמדרש הוא תוספת ומהלך. And learning that extra from outside. אבל אם יש מצווה שאפשר שתהיה נעשית על ידי האחר, but if there is mitzvah that can be done by others, כמו הכנסת קלב והלוויית המת, yes, someone is coming to me telling me there is a mitzvah of Achnasas Kali. Would you like to come there to dance? And say, no, I'm learning now. I can give you 10 shekels to help, but I want to continue learning. So then about that mitzvah that can be done by others. So bevaday Talmud koden kmo shebe'arnu. About that, better to sit in there. You know, there is, it, I think it said that Talmud Torah, en mevatlim Talmud Torah, afilu lebinyan besamigdash. Yes. That means the importance of the Talmud Torah shetinokot shel Bet Rabban. Even before Bar Mitzvah is more important than even that they shouldn't stop and go to Bet
Rabban. Yes.
If the Levi came next to you, so that's ignoring, that's like dishonoring the dead person. But if that's far away, so you have to ask. Okay, that's Godol Hador.
Yes,
Katuv. That's why it said there are different levels. If someone is Godol Hador, so sim bitul melochim, closing the workplace. Yes, but normally not like that. Okay, let's continue. Perek Alef Dem Gile, Tidvav Amud Bet. Omar Rav, Viteima, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta. Gadol Talmud Torah, Mibinyan Abayit. Oh, here we see like a similar saying. That the importance of Talmud Torah is more than building Besamigdash. Shekol Zman Shaya Baruch Ben Eriya Kayam, Lo Yenicho Ezra Ve'Ala. So I mentioned yesterday, I think, that after first Beis HaMikdash, that was standing for 420 years, then was exiled from Eretz Yisrael for 70 years, then was rebuilt by Ezra. So Ezra was the first one to restart building Beis HaMikdash on Hasheni. No, Shlomo was the first Beis HaMikdash. Ezra was the second one. Okay? So he's saying Baruch Ben Neriah was a rabbi of Yirmiyahu. Yes? I think the rabbi or the students, maybe the students of Yirmiyahu. And he was a rabbi of Ezra. So there is Shoshelet Mesirat HaTorah. Like chain, that the Torah is given from generation to generation, the Kodesh Boch is transferred. So Ezra, as far as Bar Ben Neriah was alive, he wasn't leaving him to come to build Beis HaMikdash even. Yes? Amar Rabbe Bar Bar Chane, Amar Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marse, Mishmei Derav, Gadol Talmud Torah Mikibud Avayim, Shekol Otam Shanim, Shaya Yaakov, Beit Ever lo ne'enash alav. Yes? So it doesn't mean to say that when you have here your father is telling me, oh, please bring me a cup of tea, and you are learning, so you can say, no, father, go away, I'm learning. No, he asks you, and you are his son, so you have more obligations than others. So don't say others should do, because what others will do is like maybe helping your father, but chesed, but you have kibud avayim, okay? And he asks you, okay. Now, what would be if someone couldn't keep? That's the case of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu went to be he left his home and went to Lavan, yes? So on his way, he was visiting or learning at Yeshiva. Which Yeshiva? Yeshiva Shem Va'Ever. How many years? 14. 14. And then he came to Haran and he lived by Lavan. How many years?
14.
21. Yes? So when he came back afterwards, so Yosef was taken from him while he was 17 years old till 30 years old. He became king there. So it was 21 parallel to the years that he wasn't making Kibbutz Avayim, Yosef was taken from him. But he wasn't making kibud avim also on the 14th year of Yeshivas Shem Ve'Evan. So that's why he's saying that he wasn't punished about that. Yes, he wasn't punished about being away from his parents while he was learning. V'pirush davar ze ki haTorah hi al kol haMitzvot. So that means that there is preference for the Torah more than other mitzvahs. Ve'av ki Beis HaMikdash Kadosh, even that the holiness of Beis HaMikdash is very high, in dome l'kedushas haTorah, shekedusha legamrei, she's sichlit. Beis HaMikdash, you are building with stones. Yes? So that's connected to the material world. And Torah is abstract, total, pure spirituality of wisdom of Hashem. So that's why it's higher level. That's why Ezra haven't left his rabbi Baruch Ben Arya, and that's why Yaakov wasn't punished for this 14 years that he was learning by Shivas Shem Ve'Evan. Because that's higher level than building Beis HaMikdash. Even if you are the only one to do that, you have to do. But if you are analyzing the essence of the Torah and the Beis HaMikdash, so the Torah is higher level. Okay. Ve'ilu Beit HaMikdash HaKedusha Chala Al HaBayit Shu Guf VeGeshem. The holiness of Beis HaMikdash that occur on the building, which is material. Ma She'en Ken BaTorah She Elokit BaAtzma Ve'en Metzoraf El Davar Gashmi. ומפני זה אמר גדולה תורה מן כיבוד אב ואם. That's why he was saying that there is preference for Torah from more than כיבוד אב ואם, אף כי הוקש כבודם לכבוד המקום. Even that the Gemara is comparing the כבוד of respecting parents and the Torah. כתוב כבד את השם, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, חזל מקים גזר השובו, כדי אמרינה בקידושים. מצד שגם אב ואם מהם נברא האדם, because of the fact that he was created from his parents, לפיכך יש כאן צד דמיון מה אל השם יתברך. There is comparison, the same as my soul is like son of Hashem, part of Hashem, so you are part of your parents. So there is comparison for the obligation of, that you have to make, you make kibud av ואם and kibud Hashem. ואם כל זה, מצד שאב ואם מצד עצמם הם בשר ודם, but nevertheless, still, because the parents are human beings, that's why they are similar to Beis HaMikdash, which is built from stones and wood. And there is holiness on them. וכן האב והאם הם בשר ודם, והם שותפים עם השם יתברך. כי גם הם התחלה לאדם, ומהם בא אדם, כמו שבא מן השם יתברך הכל. ועל הכל הוא תלמוד תורה. But above everything, page you, is learning Torah. לפי שהתלמוד תורה הוא שכלי, וזהו קדושה גמורה. לכך, that's why, אם אני החביב ואימו, והולך ללמוד תורה, אינו נענש. ובזה ביארו כמה גדול תלמוד תורה, כי מפני, so let's say, if someone will leave his parents and will tell them, I'm going to yeshiva. Yes, so that's okay. ובזה ביארו כמה גדול תלמוד תורה, כי מפני שהתורה היא שכלית אלוקית, היא על הכל. שהכל יש לו צירוף וחיבור אל הגשמי. Every other mitzvah has connection to the material world. זולת התורה האלוקית שהיא נבדלת לגמרי. Okay. Thank you. That's for today. That's all. Oh, for Chodesh Sivan, not a very well. Next week.